Matt and CJ. I don't know where I should go. I'm stuck in traffic. I'm well up, I'm on down. The radio is tuned to KROX. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Friday upon us.
Yeah, we made it. Barely made it. Man, I can't go a day sometimes without getting myself in trouble, especially in this building, especially at work.
You make it sound like you've got nothing to do with it. Like, oh, it just this stuff just happens to me. But you regularly get in trouble because you are a Tom
Sawyer.
Silly
Billy.
You're a Huck Finn, maybe. You haven't grown up. You think that practical jokes are still funny.
Yeah, they are, man.
Well, they are sometimes. I think it's the fact that you do them every day that some people
are
like...
Not every day, because people will get suspicious. You gotta hang it out there and wait.
I will say that you do hang it out there quite a bit.
Yeah. Maybe a little too much today.
How many times has management, someone from upper ranks of management, since you've worked here in a decade or so... How many times do you think someone from upper management has said to you, oh, hey, CJ, that's enough?
Oh, I'll do you one more. I've heard several times, God damn it, CJ. Really? Really?
Nice.
Yeah. So today I was asked to MC our Halloween costume contest.
Yeah.
The last time I did this, I didn't think I'd ever get asked back because I dressed in a very... I dressed up as Aladdin, and I was very skimpy, and had a sword and did a dance, but at the very end, I turned my back to the crowd, put the sword down my throat, not really, but made it look like I was doing that trick, and then turned around and spit fake blood all over the crowd. So I didn't think I would ever get asked.
You spit fake blood all over the people who have to go back to their cubicles and work.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that was a couple years ago. We didn't do one during the pandemic and whatnot, so... they asked me back today, and I was like, oh, I don't have anything to wear. What do I do? I was like, oh, I got it. Small collared shirt, tucked in, pull my pants all the way up way too high, put on some big, ugly gray shoes, a Texas mask, slick my hair back, make it look like a mullet, get my suitcase. I'm Ted Cruz fleeing Austin.
Okay.
Or fleeing the state to go to Mexico and then coming back in the
airport.
Right.
We all remember.
So I do that, and along the way, I have some bits planned. Like, I make everyone get up for the
national anthem.
National anthem, and then instead I have a Canadian flag, and I sing O Canada. I make a dunk on politicians and have a bunch of fake cocaine set up in my bag.
Okay.
A few other things like that. But as I'm going, when the judges are leaving, and I'm going to do my costume change, in walks the program director of our news station, and I go, hey, look,
Our news station?
Our news station.
The
right-wing propaganda station, in my mind, in my opinion.
In your opinion.
In walks the program director from that station.
Yeah, we should say that the conservative talk station.
Yeah, that's a better, much more...
I'm just trying to help you stay out of meetings.
And so I grab him and pull him in to the conference room and I say, hey, big thanks to the guy that got me elected again and again. And I was about to make another joke, and he looks across angrily at me and then down and says, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to say that person's name. Come on. We need you in the control room, because one of the board ops had just left that station off air and had come up to eat food and watch the costume contest. So I piss him off. So that's round one. Round two. I come back in a sleeping bag with no clothes on because I was going to be a sandworm from Dune. And
like you do costume changes at a company costume party?
Yeah, yeah. And apparently there's a lot of new people that I guess in the last couple of years don't know who I am.
And you were naked. It's a bit of an HR thing, isn't it?
It's a bit of an HR thing. And you know what happens when you're in a sleeping bag that's thermal and meant to be 32 degrees. You get sweaty. You get hot a little bit.
And did you get a boner?
So no, not quite. Even though the friction rubbing on the floor did feel great. So I've so far kept my job, but once again, pissed the company off by being asked to MC one of their events. I don't know why they keep coming to me. I don't get it.
Yeah, here's what: when you said, "Hey, I've got two things I got in trouble," You still haven't told one of the things where I thought you were going to talk about.
Oh, someone
else. No. We'll save it for later.
Okay.
I'm just saying that's how many times you've pissed somebody off in the last 24 hours that you just told two stories and neither of them was the big one. You don't even realize the big stuff that happens in your life.
Oof.
CJ.
Are we going to tell that one that I told you off air?
You got to grow up, man.
Okay,
I'm here for you, baby.
I'll try.
I mean, it's fun, but come on.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
America, America.
Yeah, wrong sound effect. This is where we talk about why today is the greatest.
And what you got for me, Goose?
So far this week, we've talked about the Battle of Agincourt, National Pumpkin Day, even the beginning of Prohibition and how it finally ended such a long time later. However, today there's nothing interesting happening. Today is not the greatest in any way, shape, or form. There's nothing remarkable on this day in history.
No.
There's no great national. It's Corn Dog Day.
What?
However, it is the first ever Matt and CJ Spooktacular! You're not smiling anymore.
You did that thing where you got real goofy, and then it gave me the douche chills.
Okay.
What does that mean? What is the first ever Matt and CJ Spooktacular?
Well, every Friday before or around Halloween, I used to do a Spooktacular on the radio.
Okay.
Which is where the entire show gets a little creepy. We go dark and deep. We're going to play some Halloween theme songs and tell Halloween stories. That's basically it.
Wait, how come? Look, this is a two-person show, and at some point, I should have been consulted on this. I feel like it should have been brought up to me. I should have been asked my opinion.
Spoil the excitement of the first ever Matt and CJ Spooktacular!
Please, it's not. I don't know. That's uncomfortable for me.
Okay, well, regardless, we've been given permission to play some Halloween songs. I mean, I'm not talking about the Monster Mash or something like that. TV on the radio, we could do the Cult, She Sells Sanctuary, Typo Negative, Echo and the Bunnymen. I don't know, just classic kind of...
Dead Man's Bones?
Yes, that's a great one. Just kind of, cool alternative indie... 80s spooky fun music that makes you think Halloween.
Okay.
Do you see where I'm going with this now? We get a take request at Just Matt and CJ. We get to find cool songs, old songs, whatever that makes you think of Halloween.
So we're looking for Halloween kind of songs. Like, now we're not going to play the full 17-minute version of Bauhaus's Bela Lugosi's Dead. Well, we might be able to play the radio edit.
It just like that. Yeah.
Down, I hope you enjoy that. That's my...
That's all of it?
That's me scatting Bela Lugosi's
Dead. Oh, I found another one. The Cramps, Human Fly, Psychedelic Furs, Ghost in You. Oh, Concrete Blonde, Ghost of a Texas Ladies Man. So did you get kind of where I'm going with some of this? Just spooky stuff.
I guess some of those, I'm going to be honest with you, have a spooky name, but are not spooky songs.
Ministry, Every Day is Halloween?
That one I'm absolutely
that one's
all over.
That's okay, good.
I'm
all right,
absolutely all over that one.
So now I feel like we're getting a little more on the same page. And
White Zombie, maybe?
Yes. There. Now we can officially begin the first Matt and CJ. Spooktacular!
CJ, did you do that thing where you sucked me in and I'm accidentally going to have fun even though I'm a big curmudgeon?
I think I have. I took this one request from one of our coworkers who thinks My Chemical Romance Black Parade's Halloween-y. I don't know. I'll play it for him just in case.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Michael Myers is a homophobe.
Oh, really?
Time to cancel a murderer. If you don't know who Michael Myers is, maybe you've been sleeping under a rock for the last nearly 50 years.
Yeah, they only throw out another Halloween movie every two, 3 years.
Absolutely. He is the masked star of Halloween. So many of us have seen people dressing as Michael Myers for a very long time. It's that kind of creepy mask, that blue set of long sleeve coveralls, and of course the kitchen knife he walks around with. And there's a brand new Halloween movie out. It's called Halloween Kills. Don't know if any of you out there have seen it yet. But it follows, you know, the further adventures of a psychopathic killer, Mr. Michael Myers. And I'm positive, because I have a pretty good sarcasm sniffer. And I am positive without a shadow of a doubt that this began as a joke. In fact, somebody on Twitter put out, Halloween Kills was so good, but why did Michael have to kill the one gay couple? Michael Myers is homophobic confirmed, right?
Sounds like a joke. A
absolutely.
And let me guess. Clickbait news picked it up.
Well, it wasn't even so much that. I think a lot of people in the beginning were joking. They were just like putting out photos and then just saying Michael Myers is homophobic, Halloween Kills. But like anything that ends up on the internet, there are enough people out there that A, do not understand satire. B, do not understand sarcasm. C, do not understand either of those two when they're combined with one another and are just looking to be offended
angry
and upset.
Yeah.
And so, and I don't want to do, so I've seen in some of these things, they're like, Gen Z can't take a joke. I have no idea the age of these people, and I'm not going to, I don't like when generations go after other generations. That's
no,
my thing.
No, you're a boomer. That's why you get crapped on all the time.
I'm not a boomer. Why would you say that?
Yeah, you are. Okay, boomer. Go on. Sorry. Why? I interrupted you.
It's not even a funny joke.
Yeah. Sucks being old, dude. I get it.
Go ahead. I'm not a boomer. You're closer to a boomer. Look at you in that shirt. You look like one of those dads with that shirt and your love handles.
It's radio. People can't see us.
Well, I'm painting a picture for them.
Okay, old man.
He's
beard.
Really big. Anyway, some people now have started saying, you know, I've kind of been thinking this for a while, and it's clear that some people have lost the joke in it, and now are fighting and saying, man, then other people were like, well, no, he's not homophobic, you're an idiot.
And then those people, a lot of people.
And then those people are fighting back, and it's one of those things where it's lost the thread. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's lost the thread. And now
gone
people,
off the rails.
Now people are no longer even arguing. They're like, well, it's not even, why would you put those characters in there? And that's just, the movie is homophobic because you're just using those characters to try to kind of appease gay people, and that in itself is homophobic. It's one of those things where I'm like, oh my God, what? Who are we becoming? Who are we becoming?
It's gotten to the point where you got to close the internet and stop reading.
Do we need to hit? Do we need to reboot the internet? Is that what we need to do?
Plug it back in. Let's start all over again.
Remember the Etch-A-Sketch where you just would shake it and it's clean slate and you start all over again?
Draw all anew.
And I'm wondering if, is that the problem?
Do we need Etch-A-Sketch is a very boomer toy. Go ahead. Sorry. Do we need to just, you're going somewhere.
I'm like a year older than you. So now I understand that.
Gross.
I know that you see me as being much older because I'm married, I have children, have a house, I've got cars that are all paid off. I know that seems like I'm way older than you because I have the things that your parents had. Is this hurting yet?
Yeah, you're getting there. You're getting there, old man.
Wait, is this segment about Michael Myers and homophobia, or is this segment about the fact that the two of us are literally trying to hurt each other today?
I think we've finally got to what the core of the show really needs to be and what it really is. Just Matt and CJ, 101X.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ, 101X.
Oh, man, radio lesson number one, never play a song that might have some curses. If you heard a weird sound effect in the middle of that, it was us using what we call in radio the delay.
Well, I went and checked the lyrics online.
I did too.
I listened to the entire thing except for the little skididdle at the end there, and that was kind of fun.
We got our scares for Halloween,
didn't we?
Yeah, pulling the curtain back for radio, we just got scared S-less. because there was a curse, the ultimate curse. And yeah, we did get scared.
Well, the guy got a little, hey, the guy got a little bossy there at the end with the lady.
Dude, even on Spotify, usually, I shouldn't say that, I just played that off Spotify. That's also very anti-radio. But it usually shows you if a song's explicit. It gives you that E. Not there. All right.
Yeah, nobody's listened to the end, I guess.
Well, that was fun.
Great way to start off.
Moving on with the Just Matt and CJ show. Elon Musk, our new resident in Austin.
Yep.
Been doing a lot of things. He's opened, you know, the Tesla, I guess the they're just going to make the trucks here, right?
No, they brought they're bringing the entire headquarters.
So the headquarters are here.
The entire Tesla organization is coming to Austin.
There's a factory. There's, you know, some stuff down in sorry, I'm still nervous about earlier.
Hey, it's just a dump. It's okay. There's SpaceX is down in off of Boca Chica Beach, which is down off around Brownsville, just south of South Padre Island. Also there's talk that there may be a big new solar factory coming here as well, and maybe the battery plant. So he's become quite enamored with Texas, mainly because very low taxes, and because we are giving him billions of dollars of free money to come
to
here.
To do it.
Yeah.
And he still bitches about not paying taxes. Well, that's besides the point. Obviously, you know, our governor, Greg Abbott, very into promoting businesses and less regulations, tax incentives. I saw a tweet today from Greg Abbott with the little emojis of the eyes like, oh, look at this. And I read what he was retweeting, what our governor retweeted, is Elon Musk is starting a university.
Yes.
Yes, it is called the Texas Institute of Technology and Science.
Yes. He says he wants to start the university.
Yes. Well, literally the tweet is, am thinking of starting a new university, Texas Institute of Technology and Science. And Elon Musk later on in the tweet thread went on to say that it's the branding and T-shirts are going to be amazing. Everyone's going to love it. All that sort of stuff. But
did you see the mayor of Miami?
Also tweeted it.
He wrote, yes, do it here. But then he erased it as soon as he realized it would be weird to have the Texas Institute of Technology and Science in Miami, Florida. Weird place to put the Texas Institute. It's in the name,
well,
mayor
plus,
of Miami.
Plus, Greg Abbott and other Texas politicians have already kind of claimed the Texas Institute of Technology and Science. But as I went down Elon Musk's Twitter thread, it became kind of clear to me that the Texas Institute of Technology and Science is not going to happen.
It's because he wants to make a shirt that says T-I-T-S on it.
Tits.
That would be the, yes.
Yeah.
Like when people say SMU or SMU or Adam for Texas A&M. He wants us to have a shirt out there and hats with the word on it.
Yes. Our governor retweeted a boob joke.
Yeah.
From a billionaire.
Well.
And that's where we live today.
Boobs do like themselves.
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
It's time to go green or go home. We're talking a little bit about the environment. And I thought I would try to tie it in with Halloween, as Halloween is coming up this weekend. Huge solar storm is very likely to strike this here very planet on Halloween.
You know, that's one of my apocalyptic fears more than anything.
Is a giant solar storm that just knocks everything out here on the planet.
And nothing works. Yeah.
Well, this is a pretty big solar flare. In fact, it took place an X1 flare. Now, the X flares are pretty strong, but I will say that an X1 is not something that's going to upend the world, and we're not going to see zombies.
It's not
going
to kick us off the radio, and then you and I have to do a podcast.
That might happen, but not because of the solar flares. It might happen for other reasons. They call it a coronal mass ejection, which sounds sexual, but it's not. If you're not familiar somehow, the sun occasionally, you know, it's a big exploding ball of gas out there, and sometimes these this lake of fire that's out there, the star will just have these huge explosions on the side, and it throws out so much electromagnetic activity when it happens, and it just happens to be that it's going to be heading in the direction where the Earth is going to pass through it. And It's a pretty big deal. It's a pretty big deal. It interacts and interferes with our own magnetic system here on the planet and can really jack with a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
They think it's going to be a G3 class geomagnetic storm. Now, G3 class meant nothing to me, so I looked that up. And it says you could have naked eye auras as far south as Illinois. That means that as far south as Illinois, you could see, what do they call them?
The Aurora Borealis.
Those dancing lights that you sometimes
see. It's going to shoot them that far down the globe.
Yeah, I mean, usually you see it, you know, very far north.
Alaska.
They call them the Northern Lights for a reason. You're usually only going to see it around the Northern Pole. But they actually say that photographic auras, we may be able to see it even lower down. So as far down as, like, maybe northern Oklahoma, a photographic aurora is different. It's when you would use a time-lapse camera, so it can pick up more light than the human eye can. So it's kind of a big deal. Some people, you know,
it's going to get spooky.
Witches bring up, like, ooh, this is happening at the same time as the Day of the Dead. This is quite creepy. It could be kind of nice. And they say, look, it's going to be manageable. It's not going to cause an internet apocalypse. So we don't need to panic about that. But power lines could end up getting damaged in some places, and we really have no idea how resilient the current infrastructure is for these things as they happen more and more, and we rely more and more on this planet on
circuits,
electricity, even a lot of our wireless communication. All that can be knocked out with these solar flares, and until we find kind of a solution for that, well, we continue
we're at
to
the
be
whims at of the
its,
universe.
At the mercy of the sun.
I'll tell you the good thing about this is I've been blaming my relationship problems on Mercury being in retrograde.
Right.
That just ended. So whatever fight I get into with my fiance this weekend.
G3 storm.
G3 storm, baby.
It's not my fault. Mm. Blame it on the sun.
101X, Matt and CJ.
It's the Just Matt and CJ Halloween Spooktacular, so you might hear some spooky songs like that one from Typo Negative.
Don't be scared, everybody.
Don't run away from us. Did you know the lead singer, Peter Steele, was in Playgirl a couple times?
No.
From that band? Yeah,
I know
totally.
Nothing about Typo Negative.
That is why the Big T goth girls love him. So that's about all I know is that I love playing this song because we're doing the Halloween Spooktacular. We got more spooky content coming your way, but first, something that kind of scares me.
Okay, listening.
Our sports bets.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not doing so well so far. I set up trick questions. I studied the NFL. I even asked fantasy football things. And you know what? You won last week, so yeah. I had to spin the punishment wheel. My punishment will be enacted later today. But right now, our sports bets for next week. I decided to expand beyond the NFL and do a little broader stuff that's happening this weekend. So I'm going to ask you a question, Matt. You pick one side. I automatically take the other.
Okay.
So the onus is pretty much on you to get it right. And I'll have to be punished again next week with the punishment wheel. You ready?
Sure, I guess. I'm confused at what you're doing, but I'll figure it out probably with this first query.
Who wins more games?
Or is it query?
It's
query,
both.
Query, quarry.
Who wins more games this weekend? The LA Lakers or the Houston Rockets?
This is one of those things that you do where, since I don't know how many games are being played this weekend, it's going to turn out that, like, both of those teams are on a bye, probably.
Just pick a team.
The Rockets.
Okay.
Since the Lakers can't seem to put it together.
Does top fantasy draft pick running back Christian McCaffrey score over or under 9 fantasy points this week?
How do you get a fantasy point?
In fantasy football. It's just straight up fantasy football.
No, I know that, but it's you get a certain amount of points for a touchdown reception, a certain amount of points for a touchdown run.
6 points for a touchdown.
Thank you.
PPR, you get 1 point every time you catch a pass.
No, he does not.
So are you going with the over or the under?
I don't think he's playing this weekend. I think you're doing that thing to me again where he's on a bye and you just want me to say, so I look like an idiot.
So over or under?
Neither.
Over?
He's not playing.
You got to pick over or under 9 fantasy points this
under.
Week. Yeah, dude, he's injured. Son of a bitch, I hate you. You're going to... I'm not even going to be able to do trick questions anymore. It's all because that caller said that the Cowboys were on the bye. Oh, well, here we go. Looking at the UFC, will Jan Blachowicz from Poland KO Glover Teixeira, or does the fight go the distance? Will champion Jan KO...
Oh, they're not even fighting each other.
I'm not going to do a trick question every time because then it makes for a terrible radio bit. Will Jan KO Glover...
No, it goes the distance. No, it doesn't go the distance. The Glover is going to knock him out.
Okay, so you're picking Glover with the KO. Who wins the Copa de Tejas final? Dallas FC or Austin FC?
Dallas FC.
Oh, dude, you're going to lose some fans here. All right, who will be the World Series champion by Monday, the Houston Astros or the Atlanta Braves?
By Monday?
Who will be the World Series champion by Monday, the Houston Astros...
Neither team.
Or the Atlanta Braves.
Neither team will be by Monday.
That's not what I wrote. You got to pick a team.
But there won't be a champion by Monday. It can't happen.
Okay. I mean, yes, it actually could.
How?
No, you just chose neither, so I'm writing it.
How would that happen?
Because there's games Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
No, there are not.
Yes, there are.
No, there are not.
Yes, there are.
No, there are not.
And Monday.
No, so, not.
Yes, there literally is. This has been sports. Find out who wins the bet.
You're a liar.
Next week.
Matt and CJ, 101X.
Ooh. It's time once again, ladies and gentlemen, for Haunted Austin. For the last almost 3 weeks, we've been telling you about haunted locations all around the city.
Yeah, and this has been one of my absolute favorite parts of the show. So thank you for bringing this in.
You love stuff like this. I roll my eyes at it. I'm a huge skeptic. I don't believe in hauntings, ghosts, paranormal activity, any of that whatsoever, because I am a curmudgeon and I can't even allow myself to have fun.
But you've had some good places that seem spooky AF.
Well, because I am a good storyteller and I know how to do it, my friend. I know how to do it. I've been saving this one to the very end. Moonshine Patio Bar and Grill. If you're down in the 6th Street area, it's where we began with the Driscoll some 3 weeks ago. We've gone all around the city, all around the state, and now we're coming back to where we began.
Right by the old gas pipe.
Exactly, right by the old gas pipe. Now, the Moonshine Patio Bar and Grill used to be part of something called Waterloo Compound. When I first moved to the city, I was a struggling stand-up comic. Let's be honest, still struggling, but not as young. And the easy place to park when you went to 6th Street was in front of this kind of dilapidated set of buildings, and the only thing that existed in there was a guy who was a leather craftsman, a guy who made belts and stuff like that. And it was a compound set up of several old buildings. I never knew much about it, then read the history.
Right on a creek.
Right on Waller Creek.
Yeah,
exactly.
It looks very creepy back there.
Sure. And still, for a long time, right next to that, there was the French consulate building as well, because we used to be part of France here in this area. And
one of the Six Flags over Texas.
And they still sent a group of people to be here right after we became our own country. And the compound was very, very utilized in the early days. Lots of trading went on there, some church services, all kinds of stuff. And there were a lot of people. And it was a big place where people gathered. It was kind of one of the hearts of the original city. That's why it's called Waterloo Compound. A lot of you may not know, but Austin used to be called Waterloo, right?
Back when Stevie Ray Vaughan was playing on top of pallet fires at the Armadillo.
You've gone on a little too far. Here's the deal. In the early 1900s, there was a pretty huge flood that not only destroyed all the other buildings around it, but people got trapped in them and drowned. In fact,
that's not good.
Lots of people drowned, got swept away. And some people say that the spirits of those people still haunt the building to this day. Now, perhaps you don't believe that, right? You say, no, I don't think the spirits from the flooding that killed some people. Here's the problem.
Yeah, they're all downstream.
Here's the problem. There was another storm after they rebuilt the compound. And those people all drowned and died. And some people think that their spirits may haunt the grounds to this very day.
So we have a double hainting.
Yeah, well, and here's the thing, though. You may need, a lot of you, if you're skeptical like me, are going to be like, look, I don't believe it. There just simply can't be. But here's the problem. They rebuilt the compound. And a third time in the early 1900s, bodies were swept away and people died. Why do you keep going back there? Stop rebuilding and sleeping there at night. Now we have a restaurant there that serves very expensive but often delicious food. And it is said that the building is just surrounded through and through with spirits. Creepy stuff happens. Stuff will get spilled on you by a drunk in your party. Anyway, if you go there, enjoy yourself. There's also several walking haunted tours that actually leave right there from Moonshine or that. So check out one of those local groups. Put some coin in the loin, if you will. Put some money in their pocket. Take care of one of those local groups and go find out more. That has been for 3 weeks. And until next year, Haunted Austin.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X. And now it's time for the Nerd Report.
I just wanted to say that I'm a nerd.
We are getting another origin story. Matt, are you excited? Wait, let me play you the trailer first.
Okay. Prepare for ignition. Flight recorders are on. T-minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
To infinity.
And beyond! We are getting a Buzz Lightyear prequel.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, Pixar is expanding the Toy Story franchise with the origins of Buzz Lightyear in the upcoming film Lightyear. I did watch the full trailer, and the movie doesn't seem to feature Buzz as a toy, nor does it really dive into much of, I guess, what we could call the Toy Story canon.
Okay. Is it still by DreamWorks?
It's still by DreamWorks. Well, okay. Pixar, I guess. I don't know.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
But it is, it's a Buzz Lightyear story. It's a cartoon. Lightyear hits theaters June 17th. Another origin story we didn't know we needed, but the internet is going mad for it.
Well, good for the internet, right? Okay. I still haven't seen all the Toy Stories. I probably should. My kids watch them as children. I tended to zone out pretty quickly in them. I'm not a fun person. I think I've learned that. And the more that you've done the Nerd Report and talked about all these things that people get so excited about and fall in love with, I'm just like, I tuned out of that. I tuned out of that.
But I'm
excited, I think, because now I have something else to sit down to with my kids.
And at least over this weekend, you've committed to seeing Dune, right?
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
There's a new male contraceptive on deck.
Finally!
And it is interesting, to say the least. It's called COSO, COSO, and it is, for the lack of better terms, it is a jacuzzi for your ball sack. I don't know of any other way to really put it.
Medically speaking.
Yeah. What it does, it's a lot of people complain. They say the onus shouldn't always be on women for contraceptive, and
it
I
shouldn't.
Agree. It has been, science has found it easier to create contraceptive for women because they produce a single egg per month, whereas a guy produces a billion sperm on his own sock every single day, right? And so you're having to swat a lot more swimmers in that perspective. But they've come up with this invention, this woman has, and it's basically an ultrasonic bath wherein you use deep heat and stuff to cease sperm mobility inside the testicles. The sperm don't die, they don't go away, but you do cripple them, essentially.
They just get lazy.
Yes, they may get blasted into space, but when they get there, they're just floating. They're just
chilling.
Floating. Yeah, they ain't going nowhere.
No dry. Oh, but dang it, if one of them gets through.
Yeah. They have been looking at it for a little bit. They think that it may work. Here's the problem. It can't really be used at home. So they're saying what you would do is you would go into a doctor's office and then squat over this thing and put your...
Yeah, ha. You're doing it in this.
And then they would get vibrated or whatever. And then you would do a little test just to make sure that they look at it under a microscope and go, yep, they're not
good.
They're not swimming. They're not moving. They're immobile. They say, oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, here's the problem. No 19-year-old dude's going to do that.
Well, here's another problem. They say it's going to take up to 2 weeks for the full effect to kick in. So it's not like you can meet a really hot girl, rush over to a clinic here in town, put your scrote in a boat, and hope that it works for the rest of the evening. It doesn't. It takes a while. And then you would have to continue to wash your nads in this thing every few months for it to remain effective. Here's my issue with the invention. For it to work properly, you would have to be pretty responsible.
Oh, good.
The biggest problem with contraception in the whole in all place is responsibility, right?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, isn't the issue already that guys are pretty irresponsible over and over again? I just don't know that this is going to be the best option. Now, it might work for like a couple that's married. The guy doesn't want a vasectomy yet. They don't want to have condoms. They're already married. And then the wife says, well, why don't we try this thing? Because the pill doesn't really work for me, right? There's could be...
It's not going to work for a dude in college or
not.
In high school. It's
I
not going to work for a teen.
Working.
I can tell you, I used to donate my seed in college because that was a good way to make money. And I was still too lazy sometimes to drive 20 minutes to get paid $70 to... So there's no way that this is going to be effective for
can I
the general
ask
populace.
A quick question?
Yeah.
Was it for science or were you donating seed for people to use in like in vitro fertilization?
Both.
Both?
Yeah.
I mean, so a couple may have used your boys to conceive a child?
Another day.
You don't think it happened?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Because I was wondering if there could be little baby CJs out there, and that would explain why childhood obesity is through the roof.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
A 66-year-old man is on trial right now for murdering one man, but also for mutilating several others, all by choice.
Oh, no good?
I thought we would have this as a nice little nod to Halloween. A man in Germany apparently is into some sadomasochistic kind of stuff and met other men on the onlines and performed... Are you ready?
Okay.
He performed castrations on multiple men over a period of multiple months.
Okay.
Where did he do it?
I guess he was like a nurse or a doctor that just had like underground facility that he would send people
you would
in
think.
And
nope,
make money doing it.
None of that background whatsoever. He did it on his kitchen table.
Oh, okay. So we're going old school Byzantine Empire. By the way, eunuchs make very good military commanders and people that can help in the household if you're an emperor because they can't actually take power from
okay.
you.
Well, Court of Munich is trying this man. He says, hey, look, I performed all the procedures at the men's request And even though the other guy died, it had nothing to do with me because he lived for 2 days after he left my house. If you would like to know his background, he was an electrician. Which is...
Oh, that scares me more.
Shocking.
About how he might have done it.
Yeah, he began performing operations on his kitchen table in the town of Markschwaben.
Ah, Markschwaben.
Yeah, and he took off the amputated the genitals of 8 men between July 2018 and March 2020. He stopped. Are you ready?
Okay. Why? Got caught?
No, he felt it was unsafe to have people in his kitchen during COVID.
So this guy's not a doctor.
No, he's not.
He's using his kitchen table to make men into eunuchs. But COVID is where he draws the line.
Yeah. Here is the issue, and I think why he's going to have trouble kind of beating this rap, is that he could have just said, well, the guy left. It had nothing to do with me. I don't know. He could have gone to the hospital, whatever. The problem is that it's how the man's body who died, how his body was discovered.
He wasn't, proceed.
He was not found by a roommate. He was not, he didn't check himself into a hospital and later died in a hospital. His body was found in a box. Was discovered in a box. And that's why, well, these things always seem a little creepy when you find a body in a...
Put in a box. Push in a box.
Might have been dumped there, right?
And basically, the guy died. People panicked, so they put his body in a box and decided to dump it somewhere. Police found it because... But one of the things about a body when they start rotting is never really quite pass the sniff test. Anyway, if you are planning on performing home circumcisions, be careful.
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
America,
it's time for people behaving badly. There is a principal in Kentucky who's in danger of losing his job all because he danced with a couple of students during homecoming festivities.
Hey, that seems completely normal.
Well, he's a kind of a very well-liked principal.
Yeah.
This sounds like a situation where we have a couple of Karen parents who are creating a big issue,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, duh. I mean, Ted Lasso got hired to coach the Premier League for dancing with his students that he coached.
Right.
I mean, it's fiction, but...
No, and it wasn't, I will say, the dance, there was pictures posted on the Facebook page of the school's athletic program of the dancing. And so, obviously, if you're going to put the pictures up, you don't think much of it, right?
Yeah, it's probably not that bad.
And a couple of parents saw it, and then they complained.
Ugh. Always.
Oh, hang on a second. Before you decided to hate the parents, the dances were performed by male students dressed as scantily clad women who then performed lap dances for several of the male employees.
I mean, you gotta know that's just not a good look. I get it. They're being funny. It's
exactly.
It's cute. It's funny.
It's not a big deal.
You've played sports before. We both have. And there's weird stuff like that. Much weirder stuff.
They need to relax, right?
I don't know. That's pretty... That's.
But it's no big deal. It's no big deal.
Okay. You don't post on your Facebook, but sure, no big deal.
Also part of the program were several students paddling each other in front of a crowd.
Yeah, you don't haze. We've learned that.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
Okay,
oh,
so spankings.
And it wasn't like there was women lap dancing on these male teachers, right?
Yeah, that would probably cross the line.
Oh, that's because they were busy. They had choreographed a dance dressed as Hooters girls.
Wait, this is high schoolers or college?
High school.
Okay. Yeah. Dude,
yeah, this principal, Donald Mobilini, is in trouble. Now... Don't you think, and they're saying that he may get fired, don't you think this was a principal trying to reach out, bond with his kids? Maybe he should
be the cool guy,
and maybe it should be excused, right? It's not like he's done this before.
No.
No, you'd be wrong right there. In fact, he's in a little bit of trouble because a couple of years back, about 6 years back, there was a giant party on the football field with several students caught with alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
The problem was is that they weren't old enough to buy the alcohol, and videotape showed
they got
the,
it from.
They showed the principal walking out with several bags. You don't see what's in the bags, but several bags. He walks out to the stadium field, and then he leaves. And then the kids were busted, and they all had beer.
Yeah, that's not even like, well, if you're going to drink, you stay with me. You don't go home. You don't drive. That's not that crap at
all.
Well,
he didn't do that because in 2008, he was caught on camera. He had three girls in his car driving around. He bought them cigarettes and beer, and they were drinking.
Okay, dude. Okay, so this was definitely the cool principal.
He actually is a very cool principal.
The coolest.
What's up, fellow kids?
Oh, dude, this is some. I don't know how many of you grew up in a small town in Texas, but this reeks of some good old boy East West Panhandle Texas.
I don't know why you keep having to say and trying to put this on Texas. This is in Kentucky. This reeks of everywhere in Kentucky. No east, west, south, nothing about it. It's just Kentucky.
101X, Matt and CJ.
It is time to win something. The contest where you win something.
Yeah, that's a great name for it.
It's a good idea, too, because every day, no matter what we have to give away, we'll play the contest.
Yeah, sometimes it's candy corn. Sometimes it's just a couple of koozies. Today, it's concert tickets.
It's something very good. As a matter of fact, night two of the ACL Live show, the 101X Concert Series show with Porter Robinson. There's two nights at ACL Live. I think they're both close to being sold out. Call us 835-1015 if you want to play. 835-1015 if you want to play one of the games we've come up with.
Sorry, can I get that number again one more time?
835-1015.
835-1015. And when do they call? Later?
Now.
Call right now.
Call right now if you want to win concert tickets. And the game's pretty simple.
Oh,
I've taken a cue from my partner, my mentor, my friend Matt Bearden, in writing this contest.
Love the way mentor sounds.
So I hope it kind of sort of goes well. And we do want Porter Robinson fans.
May I request that you go with line two to start?
Line two?
Yeah, that was actually the last call to come in.
Hey, caller, who's this?
Hi, this is Yvette.
Hi, Yvette.
Hi, Yvette. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing very well. Are you a fan of Porter Robinson?
I am.
Okay. See, good.
Perfect. All right.
It's like I knew that was going to be a line for someone who's smart and actually is dedicated.
Like I've always said, you're a psych dick.
Psychic. It's psychic. Pronounced psychic.
Sorry. Okay, Yvette, so I'm going to read you some questions, some Porter Robinson trivia, and you just got to give your best answer, okay?
Okay.
All right. Question number one. This 1960 film follows what Swiss family as they are marooned on an island in the South Pacific? What is the name of that Swiss family?
Robinson.
Correct! Correct! All right, she gets it. This type of beer is known for being well hopped and dark in its appearance. The brew originated in London, England, early in the 18th century. What type of beer is it?
It's not a stout. It's
not a lager.
It's very dark and
an ale?
Well, unfortunately, it's a porter. It's a porter.
It is a porter. That's
We're
okay.
We're looking for the answer. Porter. It's okay though. Hey, Yvette.
No porter beer.
Yvette. Just know the words Porter and Robinson. You'll be okay, okay?
All right.
Here we go.
Speaking of London, if you were to stay at a fancy downtown hotel, this person will handle carrying your luggage to the room.
Porter.
Yes! Correct!
Oh, she's carrying it now.
We are not done yet.
Woo.
However, two more questions. This one. Nicknamed the Admiral, who is one of the greatest Spurs players of all time?
Robinson?
That works! I'll take it! David Robinson!
David Robinson, that works! All right, this is your very last question, and this is what everything hinges on. This one is worth more points than the others. It can also cancel out all the points you've gained so far, Yvette.
Okay.
Porter Robinson is the name of the person playing our 101X concert series. But what are our names? The two people on the radio.
She got it.
Okay, woo! That's one and two. You did it. You are a winner. Hey, congratulations. You're going to see Porter Robinson Night 2 ACL Live. Thank you so much for listening and playing our dumb game.
Hey, Yvette, did I hear a child in the car with you? Okay. No, you're allowed. That's okay. You're allowed. But I want to recommend something. Get a sitter. Sure. Go to the show. Don't take the child. Get a sitter. Go have fun. Enjoy your life.
Oh, for sure. That's going to be awesome. I've wanted to do ACL since I moved to Austin.
Oh, you're going to have a great time at that. Perfect.
The best venue. We'll have fun. And thank you for listening.
Don't hang up. Let's get your info.
We love you. I'm going to put you on hold. Okay.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Love you guys.
Halloween is one of those holidays and moments that have definitely influenced my life, and there are parts of it that might not seem very Halloween, movies, songs, but to me, they're very October and Halloween.
Yeah.
Movies that came out when I was younger, songs on the radio, that sort of thing. Like, do you have anything that you think about to you is very Halloween?
I mean, I still just remember all the panics of there's going to be razor blades in your
candy.
There's going to be poison in your candy. There are going to be bullets in your candy, and none of that ever coming true.
Never. Yeah, it's always a big news story every single year that you're going to... Recently, it's been marijuana edibles.
Yeah.
As though
no one's giving away their expensive drugs.
To me, one of the defining moments of Halloween, and this is going to be an eye roll moment for so many people, but I was young when this movie came out, and I first discovered marijuana when this movie came out, was Donnie Darko.
Okay.
Donnie Darko is one of those things that are synonymous with Halloween to me, because obviously the movie takes place over the course of October. It's got the trippy kind of time travel, pseudo-scientific theme and stuff like that with it. So it's always been one that if I have a party at my house, you know, we rotate years with friends for Halloween. I always show Donnie Darko as one of the movies. I enjoy Donnie Darko discussion. Recently, the director tried to kind of explain how it ended and just kind of left everyone flat with trying to do that. Well, I brought this song in earlier, and you said this is not a Halloween song.
It didn't seem like a Halloween song to you, to me, but it is to you, and I think that people still enjoy the song, and we've been playing Halloween songs all day today, so why not roll with it? You've explained why.
Okay, good, good. So I think we both enjoy this one thoroughly. Joy Division, Love Will Tear Us Apart.
Not a Halloween song.
Totally a Halloween song. Sure.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Time for Spin-a-tainment. The spooky, scary version.
That's right. Once a day, we let our producer Spencer out of the tiny room where he's forced to work, and he gets to bring us one piece of information. We'll see if we're entertained. If not, we send him back to his little room.
Yes, with his gimp mask and gag on. Today, kind of asked about some spooky recommendations for people that want to watch something on television via the stream.
Oh, man. That's not quite that spooky. It's kind of fun, though. It's a show I started watching.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's about a gal who has a birthday. She's in her mid-30s. Starting a midlife crisis, perhaps, it seems like. Only seen the first episode.
Only seen the first episode?
Okay. Yeah, I've been enjoying it so far, the dialogue.
Okay.
And the premise as well. She starts off in the bathroom, looking in the mirror, you know, assessing herself, hanging out at this party for a little bit, and she walks out and gets hit by, like, a taxi cab.
Yeek.
Wakes up back in the bathroom at the party.
Yeah!
Wait.
No, this keeps happening. It's like a loop, sort of a time loop type thing, and she's just kind of starting to lose it a little bit throughout the rest of the episode.
Is it that kind of tough girl from, like, Jersey?
Yeah, I think so. She sort of has these, I mean, I'm kind of into her.
Are you describing Russian Doll?
Yeah, dude, yeah. Hold on. This show came out 2 years ago, and it was, like, very popular. Yeah, this show's been out for a long time, and was,
really?
Was like, popped.
Oh.
Was all the talk of the town 2 years ago.
Where the hell was I 2 years ago?
I don't know. Did you just get your internet fixed?
No, I was really sad a few years ago.
Okay, fair enough. But yeah, Russian Doll, it's great. It's a good, fun watch. It gets weirder as you go along.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps going the same night, same loop thing, but...
I just started watching a show. I've only seen the first, like, two episodes, but a plane falls out of the sky. All the people that survive end up on an island together. There's a smoke monster. There's some kind of weird... There's polar bears for some reason.
Wow.
Yeah, it's got one of the guys from another show before that.
Well,
They're lost on the island, so...
I also started watching a new show where there's basically a cruise ship that goes out to sea every couple of weeks.
Okay.
But every week there's a washed-up celebrity!
Oh, are you talking about The Love Boat?
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, I've seen that. That's
Oh, that's been out too? That's not new?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. Okay.
I'm so disappointed in myself.
Why would you be disappointed in yourself? You're just
a little
behind. No, it's okay.
It's a good show, and it's good to catch up on things.
Yeah.
I mean, geez. So,
Can't wait to see what Spenny says for the first time he sees The Sopranos, finally.
No! They die! Big Pussy gets killed!
Hey!
Spoiler
alert. Character.
Yeah, sorry. I haven't seen it yet.
Look, you're not allowed to spoil things that are 12 or 20 years old.
I don't really care, to be honest. Don't care.
Yeah, I've never cared about spoilers either.
Well, I'm going to watch the new movie House of Gucci and pretend that it's The Sopranos.
Oh, are you?
Well, yeah. Let me tell you, Adam Driver plays the son of Gucci at that point who takes over. He marries Lady Gaga, and she kills him. Adam Driver dies in that movie.
Why would you do this to me?
It hasn't even come out yet, but Adam Driver dies. I know, because it's based on a real life story.
Yeah, you didn't completely entertain us today for the right reasons, but you did entertain us for the wrong reasons, Spenny. So therefore, you're allowed to stick around for the final segment, and
you
don't have to go back into your little hobbit hole.
Hey, high five, we actually made him sad. It's always a good day.
Yeah, finally brought him down.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
W Root Beer is introducing the new 3/9 pound burger.
Okay, what does that mean? 3/9?
3/9.
Ninths! I was thinking like medieval armor knights.
No, a fraction. It's their 3/9 burger.
Okay.
You want to ask me why? Isn't it seem like an odd fraction, the 3/9 burger?
No, I think it's good. Let's end the show and go home.
No, don't do that. What does 3/9, what is that fraction? What is it reduced to?
A third of a ninth.
A third of a ninth? No, but it's one third. It's a third of a pound burger.
Yeah.
In the 80s, in order A&W Root Beer, in order to compete with McDonald's, who had the famous quarter pounder, they came out with the third pound burger for the exact same price as the quarter pounder.
A little bit more meat, if I know my fractions correctly, which I do.
Right. Little bit more meat, a bigger burger, but they were charging the exact same price as the quarter pounder.
Hell yeah. And they have that root beer that's so damn good.
But it flopped miserably. Miserably.
Why and how?
Because you know how to do fractions, but remember what country we live in. Americans.
Three is smaller than four.
Three is smaller than four. So Americans were like, why would I pay you the same price for a smaller burger? It flopped miserably, and in the marketing business is known as one of the biggest flops. So they decided, as a wink, wink, nudge, nudge to that, to come out with the same burger, but instead of it calling the third pound burger, which people would be like, I don't think so, they decided to call it the 3/9, because 9
is a
bigger
number
than 4. So they figured people will go crazy for the 3/9 pound burger. So you can go and enjoy a 3/9 pound burger and then wash it down with the gobs and gobs and gobs of candy that you will be stealing from your children.
Hell yeah.
In just 48 hours. It's the best part of Halloween. The kids come home exhausted at the end of the night. They finally drift off into a little bit of a sleep. And then you start rummaging through their pillowcases and stealing because your kids can't actually count and they don't really know how much candy they have in there.
Let's be real. It's not good for the kids, okay? So you're doing
it. It's not good for them.
I am doing my child a favor.
You're right.
Kids don't have a job or dental insurance. I'll take that L for you.
I am looking forward to the weekend. I'm excited to take my kids out. Last year with COVID was a little bit weird. This year should prove to be a little more fun, and hope everybody will be safe out there. Are you doing any trick-or-treating this year?
Yeah, I'm leaving the radio station right now. I'm going to walk around the neighborhood and just knock on people's doors.
It's not Halloween tonight. Don't do that. That's going to get you in trouble.
Okay.
They're going to look out their window and go, oh my God, is that a full-size jack-o'-lantern?
I am wearing a blue shirt, so they just might be like, oh, hey, a whale, Free Willy costume. Good job. That's funny.
Don't be so cruel to yourself. You look nothing like a whale. You do look like that girl who eats the blueberry gum and then blows up in the old original version of Charlie the Chocolate Factory. Uh-huh. Sorry I did that to you.
Oompa,
I didn't mean to.
Oompa.
Doopa-dee.
Well, it's been the Matt and CJ Spooktacular Halloween special.
Did you forget what you were saying?
Spooktacular Halloween special, where we delved deep into the dark and your fears came to life on 101X. Why do you look at me like that every time I do that?
Because it's ridiculous.
Do you not know radio is theater of the mind? Did you never listen to vaudevillian radio when you were a kid living on a dirt floor with nothing
but
a radio to entertain
you? You're just a little bit over the top?
No.
Look, I love you. I agreed to do this show with you. I look forward to it.
No, you didn't. We were forced to do it together by management.
That is not true at all. That's not true at all.
Okay, fair enough.
No, I tried to have you fired so I could do the show by myself.
But scary! Corporate takeovers and mergers, business deals in the back room.
Hey, look, all day today, management has been very cool. They've been letting us play some of our favorite Halloween-themed songs during our afternoon show here. Just Matt and CJ every weekday, 3 to 7. And guess what? I guess this will be one of our finals that we'll throw out to you. But it would not be Halloween unless we let you know that every day is Halloween.
Oh, this is a good one, too.
Oh, this is one.
A classic.
Oh, the club kids were all into this one. Mid-80s ministry. Spent a little bit of time living right
in
here
Austin.
In Austin, Texas. And this is where it all kind of began and really exploded for the band. Going all the way back to mid-80s. A little bit of ministry. Every day is Halloween. Y'all have a great weekend.
Peace out.
Matt and CJ. Afternoons, 3 to 6, 101X.